This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. For many kids, reading will be taking up a big chunk of their summer vacation. But for second grader Nicholas Buama of Atlanta, people all across the country are busy reading his book. Nicholas, who is 8 years old, is the author of Kayla and Kyle, The Walking Dictionaries, Election Day, which came out last year. It's an animated book that helps young children build their vocabularies. It's been a huge hit, becoming a number one bestseller on Amazon. And to top it all off, it's being added to the Library of Congress. Joining us now is author and future Pulitzer Prize winner, Nicholas, and his momager, Danielle. Thank you both for coming in. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for having us.
All right, Nicholas, the idea for this book, it came from an experience that you had in school. Tell us about that.
Well, when I was at school and I asked to collaborate, my teacher was so impressed that she messaged my mom. And when I got home, my mom asked me, do I want to write a book? And I said yes, and that's where it all began.
Ah, with the word collaborate. Now that's a big word for an 8-year-old. So what is the book about?
The book is about helping kids expand their vocabularies.
Who are Kayla and Kyle?
Well, my mom, she thought of a character and she created Kayla before we wrote the book. So she was just teaching me vocabulary words with Kayla. So then when I started the book, I created Kyle. So I basically just came up with the name out of nowhere.
Ah, and are they, what are they?
They are dictionaries.
Ah, okay. So what are some of your favorite big words?
Formidable, exacerbate, and platitude.
Oh my goodness. I suddenly need a dictionary on that last one.
So did Steve Harvey.
All right. Would you read us a piece of your book, please?
Yes.
We would love to hear some of it.
After an hour of anticipation, Mr. Swift came on the class speaker system to announce the winner. Hello, kids. Without further ado, the winner of the election and your new class president is Kyle Dictionary.
That's an excerpt from the book. But, you know, Nicholas, you've already done so much in your 8 years on this planet. But I'm wondering, what would you like to do when you grow up?
Well, I want to be a mechanical engineer. And I think I can be a president.
Oh, of the United States.
Well, I want to be the president of Ghana.
Oh, okay. I like this. The president of Ghana. Okay, this is where your father is from, Ghana. So we've got your momager, as I affectionately call her, Danielle. She's in studio today as well. Obviously, you are raising a genius.
Yes, thank you.
What has this entire experience been like?
It's been exciting. We started off, this is just a something small. Nicholas wanted to write a book, so we decided to write a book. We didn't think anything big about it. It just snowballed into something massive. And it's just been an exciting roller coaster ride.
Now, the book is number one on Amazon's bestseller list. It's gotten tons of praise. Why do you think people are so captivated by this book?
I think people are captivated because he's so young. And the kids, when he visits different schools and he talks to them and they write him letters, they say that he inspires them. And they didn't know that they can do this at their age. And so now they're all saying they want to be authors and write books and all at the tender age of 7 and 8. And I think that's why people are so captivated on, because he's captivating the young audience. And there are leaders.
Now, we know also, Nicholas, that you have started a nonprofit. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
A nonprofit is called Books Without Borders. It's where me and some other kid authors are taking some books to Ghana and giving them to their schools and libraries.
Ah, okay. Okay. And you've had support for this, right? There's been a lot of support.
Yeah, it's been a lot of support. And what's exciting, because Nicholas was just on the major talk show with Mr. Steve Harvey, and he's donating 555 books to get it all started. And then we've had other people calling us saying that they want to contribute. So now what we kind of started was a 555 initiative, because Nicholas, where he got that number 555, I have no idea. But since he said he wanted to donate 555 books, we're on now on this initiative, and we have other people wanting to give 555 books to send to Ghana. It's so exciting right now.
Oh, my goodness. Nicholas Buwama is the author of the book, Kayla and Kyle, The Walking Dictionaries, Election Day. And he joined us in studio with his mother, Danielle. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us. Yes, thank you so much.
This is GPB. There's a million boys and girls. Speak.